Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Now, the one thing that was great about Saturday was met a lot of guys.
Dub Nation, this is Quinton Post, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, less time blowing threes and more taking care of the ball, Quinton.
They got practice coming up.
Five turnovers, got to clean that up.
That was embarrassing.
He was scoring
down
low, though.
That's what practice is for. He was scoring down low for me. I liked it.
He don't
back down. Yeah, he had a couple. He was trying to go aware. I like it. Defensively, too.
Yeah. Yeah, Quinton Post. He's, he's kind of feast or famine, it feels like at times.
Mm-hmm.
But, he's a stretch five, and they need him.
Richard didn't score in that game, Stoney.
How many minutes?
18. Team high, negative 25, but it lies.
All right, let's finish up with some Warriors and move on to the Niners.
All
they
right.
Got a
big game.
Monday night game it's on Monday. Let's go to Tim in North Carolina.
Timmy.
Hey, Tim, how you doing, man?
Fellas, what is up? Hey, I'll just quick follow up before y'all get off the Warriors. Kind of follow up on Austin, man. I mean, look, I y'all know how I feel. I've said it before. Guru never, Steiny just a little bit sometimes, but a lot of the damn Bay Area media sound like they're on the payroll for the Warriors. I mean, we talk about that all the time. And so, Ferdell getting on there and selling them Wolf tickets is just, I mean, that's par for the course to me. But I'm like Guru on this one. Had they beat Indiana, had they beat Milwaukee, and they're 11-6 right now, I don't think nobody really jumping to bringing up this schedule thing like that. Had they won maybe one of the Miami-Orlando games and they 12-5, ain't nobody talking about no schedule. So I just, like I said, when Kerr put them narratives out, man, some of them cheerleaders in that media room, they go out there and sell them tickets for him. And I just, it's hilarious. But what I do want to say, Kuminga, when his problem is when he starts wanting to dance with the ball, that's when the ball gets loose. When he wants to do his little James Harden up and under and all that nonsense, that's when he loses. You know, when you 6'7", 230 pounds, triple threat, power dribble right, left, get to the basket, and that's most of the time when his success comes. When he comes off the pick and roll and his mind is made up to get to the rim, that's usually when he gets his work done. But I'm like Rick Barry at this point, man. Look, you got your money. Go play basketball. The hell with it. They take you out, they take you out. Go play basketball and stop trying to play like you're trying to not make mistakes. Because I think Barry just hit it right on the head. I mean, he couldn't have said it no smoother than any way he said it. And I'm like Austin, man. I think, you know, ain't no excuses no more for Kuminga. Go play basketball, man. And stop worrying. You ain't got time to be in your head no more. If they pull you out of the game, you come out of the game. But, yeah, when you 6'7", 230, you ain't got time to be dancing. You know, in the old days, those guys triple threat, and they got to the basket and got to their spot. Mm. And when it's 1, 2, 3 dribbles at the most, ain't nobody taking the ball from you. If you look at Jimmy, Jimmy don't dance. You know, he's square up, triple threat. He gets to the basket. He gets there, jump stop. If he's going up with it or he's kicking it out. You know what I mean? So Kuminga got to be a little bit more deliberate with his moves to stop dancing. I think his handle is fine for a game like that. You know what I mean?
Wow, that's big for you. No, that's big from Tim, Stoney. Yeah, criticizing JK.
Let me know when he wants to get some facts into the story.
Oh,
Timmy. Yeah, I was on the payroll. And I was taken off the payroll.
Oh,
so I'm not on the payroll. I was on the payroll about 2013.
Look at him.
Timmy, I was on the payroll.
Honestly, Stoney,
and they said, we don't want you on the payroll anymore.
But I'm being honest with this question because I've been in corporate, but not big like you were on a team. Was that always in the back of your mind when you went on? Because I used to see you on TV. Or you just came from the heart and just being honest?
Maybe that's why he's not on the payroll anymore.
Heaven, you know, but no, Stoney, seriously, did that ever, were you ever like, oh, maybe I went a little too hard?
I told you that story. I mean,
you told me a lot, but I don't remember one where you were.
Yeah, Laker bought the team and watched for a year, and he's like, so.
Oh, wait.
So we pay this sideline guy?
How do you know he's, well, your boys now. How do you know you were on his radar?
Because I could tell. It's not hard.
How long did you last after that? Like, when did you get that?
Move on,
I was when did you know he was like,
I really want to do this.
Yeah, no, seriously, dude. This is incredible.
I was winding down. I was winding down on TV anyway.
But your love of the game was still there.
I could, yeah, and you know what?
Because they don't have you,
you know
now.
What? Once I left, I refound my joy for basketball. Mm. Like Jimmy Butler. I had to get off the Warriors payroll like Butler did with Miami.
Yeah.
Go pursue other things. And so, as Buddy Hield would say, I got my joy back.
Well, he doesn't have his, but I'll say this to that, Stoney. Yeah, I just wanted that factoid. You never let you being on the payroll dictate what you were going to say.
Well, somebody might say I did when I was on the payroll, but I haven't been on the payroll.
Right. Well, that's what I'm asking. But it sounds like you said, nah, Goo, I spit the reel.
I just was doing me and ran its course.
Stoney, can I ask the last question? Did you get a phone call or an email to let you know?
No, I quit. I ended up quitting.
Oh.
My contract was up in, I can't believe. So my contract.
I love this.
Yeah, my contract was up in December of 1 year.
And you just walked away.
No, I said, you know, I'm winding down. And they said, all right, well, can you finish out the season? And I was like, yeah, I'll finish out the season. And
any regrets? I'm being honest to that decision.
Not one.
All right, because they don't have that now. Remember how they used to have you, Bucher, and Rob, my girl. You guys do it. They don't have that now. I miss it.
Yeah, it's that role was gratuitous, superfluous.
Mm.
Well, actually,
Hernandez would kiss the butt of the whole team.
Well, anyway. Well, you try.
Stop, Evan, don't laugh. Stop, man.
I mean, donut butt.
Trust me, you know, some people said, what are you doing? All you got to do is...
Oh,
all I got to do is
I'm fair,
a little nicer.
Baby. I'm fair.
So I was wrong. No, I wasn't wrong, but I was gone.
Yeah, but you didn't regret it. That's all that matters.
No, not really. Well, when I was unemployed for about 4 months, I did. But, you know.
Look at you now.
It was a great adjustment period for me. Mm-hmm. Frank's in Atlanta.
Our man, Frank.
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Hey, gents. Hope everybody's doing okay. Hope you're feeling better, Stoney.
Thank you.
My brother's in Oakland, and he had that crud, too.
Yeah.
He told me it was horrible. We're right on schedule.
Oh.
Okay? My homeboy works in the NBA front office. You break the season down into 5.5, 15-game sections. Okay? If you go 9-6 in each of those 15 game sections on April 1st, you will be 45-30 with a good chance to win 50 games and stay out of the play-in. We were 9-6 two games ago. We lost two games in a row at the end of a hellacious stretch, and that's okay. If we win If we go 9-4 in our next 13 games, we'll be 18-12. We'll be right on schedule. Our over and under at the beginning of the year was 49 games. Was it not? That's what everybody said we were.
I saw between 46.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, so when we trade Jonathan Kuminga and get somebody else, if he makes us a better team, then we have a chance to get past 50 games.
Mm. I hear you, Frank.
I hear you, Frank. Thanks for the call.
ATL. I like that 15-game increments, man. Okay.
Numbers are numbers.
9-6.
Numbers are numbers.
Man, we're 0-2 in the next 15, though. 13 left.
They're on a pace right now to win 43 games.
Yeah, I don't like that. And I would owe you money. But yeah. I'll be okay because it looks like you're going to owe me money with that Laker bet.
I haven't really crunched the numbers on the Warriors, but they got to go 41-24 to get to 50 wins.
That's it.
41-24.
Maybe that's why I'm mad. I ain't mad. I'm just like, all right, here we go. Starts tonight. Portland. And then you say Monday. Who's Donnie? Who's coming in?
The Jazz.
The Jazz. You said you might go to that
one. See, if the Jazz were the Carolina Panthers, we'd hear, I'll tell you what, don't sleep on the Jazz. The Jazz. Woo. Hey, trouble.
What?
No, it's the Jazz.
No, Carolina's on the Niners bumper in the standings, Donnie. This guy, I'm just saying. They've won 5 games, lost 4. This is going to be a big game. I cannot wait. And we're going to talk about it here. You feel like you feel the energy for it towards it Monday night?
Not yet.
Mm. Down 6, and you ain't been out.
That's true. I feel like Monday night games are different. There's not the anticipation that you usually feel for a Sunday game. For example, I'm already preparing for we're coming in Monday, and it'll be the day of the game. We won't be reactive.
Yeah. Well, for us, but as far as the streets, Donnie, I'm hearing a lot. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, I don't get too high early. I'm not getting up. I'm not wound up for a NFL game that's 3 days away. I try never to get too high or too low. I try to keep it even keel. Monday will get here.
But it's like a playoff game.
Even though tomorrow's not promised, we all do know that Monday will get here. So,
Sunday night, you ain't getting to Monday.
No, but Monday will still happen. It might have to go on without me.
I don't know about you. I look at Monday night games seriously. Not Sunday night. Monday night, Sunday night too, to a degree, but you had ball in the daytime. It's like a playoff game. Everybody's watching the Niners, Carolina. Your favorite actor.
Is it a playoff game because it's a Monday night game?
Yeah.
Right, not because...
Well, the standing too. The Niners need this. Well, they can't slip up.
All right. I know. And this is what I wanted to get at.
And Buffalo was -6.5 last night and lost outright for the game. The Niners -7.
Mm. You said off the air.
Hey.
You said,
hey.
It's a playoff game for the Niners.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, it's not.
I told Evan when you're out. Why is it?
Because, let's put it this way, if this were a playoff game, then the playoffs would be at least a double elimination tournament. that's all I'm saying.
Right. But, they're running out, Steiny, and they're trying to solidify their position to hold on to the 7th spot. And I just think Carolina, this is what I love about sports, is when both teams, something's on the line, and we know that for the Niners, but Carolina too. And I can see it going both ways, but, I'm sitting here telling you, and I told Evan while you were out, Steiny, what can you count on defensively? And
I'll tell you what you can count on. You can count on a team that's going to play very hard.
They're going to be
gritty. They're going to have to play as a team because their stars are out.
What does that equate to for Carolina when, let's say, third down, they have 10 opportunities? If they convert 8, then all that is factual.
What if they can turn 3? For the life of me, don't understand this. We see every week is different in the NFL. So why do we just think the 49ers defense, they're going to give up 35 a game for the rest of the season? I don't believe that.
I hear you. And they didn't do it against Atlanta.
Exactly.
But that was Atlanta.
Carolina didn't score 30? Should Carolina?
I wouldn't bet my broken lawnmower on that.
Cleveland, and Tennessee. Should the 49ers have to score 30 points in each of those games for them to win?
That's an interesting question. right now want to say no, but what if Shadur balls out against because they got a great defense. I'm saying great. What if he has a great debut against the Raiders?
Okay.
Then they figure something out. Now Jerry Judy's a problem, and he's throwing the ball around, and then you face him. Who knows? Because if they stop you, which they have in that building, you know, a couple years ago, I'm just saying, Stein, Cleveland's not going to be as
Shadur
easy.
Shadur Sanders.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I
like
got
he's going to be the toughest quarterback they face.
No, I'm not saying
that. I mean,
that.
Come on, dude.
I'm rooting for Shadur, but I hear you.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
But if you hear me, Stoney, I'm not saying be afraid of Shadur. I'm just saying, what if he has a good coming out party against the Raiders?
Okay.
Then they got some momentum offensively.
I don't believe in that. Like, I swear to God, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. Like, every week's different. And then players, over the course of seasons, they establish a level of consistency or they don't. And Shadur Sanders has quarterbacked, what, a quarter?
Yeah. Not even that.
I mean, and this is where I look at Robert Saleh, and this is where I'm at. To me, it's about the opposing quarterbacks. And you've got Bryce Young,
who I'm not
Shadur
high
Sanders,
on.
Yeah. And I don't, Cam Ward, a rookie.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, Robert Saleh should be able to confuse them a little bit. Yeah.
They'll be favored in all three of those games, as
exactly.
We talked about. So I hear you.
I mean, I just, you know, got Carolina coming in.
They got an okay defense, though, Stoney.
I'm sure
they
do.
Yeah, you know.
But this is what
Brock
I mean.
Brock made a couple throws.
Okay,
he was rusty when he came back against Arizona. I just think to myself, this is how I watch sports. Man, what if Arizona catches those balls? And not saying he's going to do that Monday night, but what if Carolina turns you over? Then we got a ball game.
Well, of course, but so then you're like, but the Niners are healthy offensively. So it's like, well, what if the Carolina Panthers hold you to 6 points? Well, then we got to talk about the offense. I mean, for goodness sakes, their offense is right now completely healthy, pretty much, right?
Everybody but Ayuk.
Well, he's not playing this year, so you're not getting any healthier, probably. I mean, I don't know if he's not going to play, but
if it was up to me, he would. Yeah.
I've come full circle on that.
Tell me why.
When guys can play, they got to play. Like, I heard this one. So, if the 49ers make the playoffs, Fred Warner has a shot at playing?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Great. Are you kidding me? That is absolutely,
I hadn't heard that.
Positively unbelievable.
I had not heard. That's the first I've heard that.
Right. And so what happens after that? I wouldn't bring him back. Why not? Well, what if he gets hurt for next year? I mean, what are we doing? The guy's going to rehab as hard as he can. He's a warrior. He's going to try to come back if he can play. And if he can do it, you gotta let him do it. I mean, I find it, I don't think, see, I think people there are like, make, it's kind of fake outrage.
Like, remember you said that to me.
I don't believe there are many fans out there, if at all, who would say, tell you what, Warner might be able to play in that first playoff game. No.
Well, let's do this.
We're not allowing it.
All right, let's do this.
Why not?
Okay, let's do this. Let's just go back to last year's NBA playoff series against Minnesota and the Golden State Warriors. Steiny, if Steph would have been allowed to come back or even try, and let's just say he tore his hammy, it would be Armageddon in the Bay from the media and not just Dub Nation.
Okay, don't play him then if he's healthy. Don't play him. I just don't understand it.
That's an example of how it could go wrong.
Well, he didn't. Curry did not play. No, Curry did not come back.
I'm just saying, though.
But he didn't. Like, he didn't. And again, had they won, had they pushed the series longer and he ended up playing game six, who knows if that was pushing it or playing it safe? I don't know. I mean, I'm just...
You know what? And I got to just read this to you, Stoney. Never go full, Jeff. Just hit me in the cardiac muscle. I don't know if you remember years past, the Eagles played the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Terrell Owens broke his ankle, came back, and played in the Super Bowl and balled out. So remember, that did happen.
Yeah.
And at that time, like, what are you doing?
Like, I feel like pro football players know deep down every game could be their last. Mm-hmm. So that's why if they can play, they play. They don't go out and say, well, if I get hurt today, it might be the last game. But if I, like, they got to play. Could you imagine? Could you imagine the 49ers get into the playoffs at 11-6 and now Warner's coming back for the first playoff game? I mean, sign me up for that, for sure. You're not saying don't play.
No, it is truly interesting, but I'm thinking the long game, but now you're telling me that this guy's telling one of my best player, if not the best player, is telling me he can go. Why wouldn't he go?
Exactly. And you know what? I do believe certain players, maybe the rules are different, and Fred Warner's a guy that, I mean, didn't he play all last year with
one leg?
So,
and I was getting mad at him for them letting him, because he was a little different. Steiny, he was compromised. He didn't look like the same Fred, he'll tell you, but he was out there.
I just feel like, I don't know. If Fred Warner says, I want to play.
You're telling me they get to a playoff game and he can come back? Wow. Like, that? No, like, whoa.
Who says no to that? Who would say no? We don't want him back.
Nobody.
Exactly. But I heard a lot of it this morning.
Saying protect him, don't risk the biscuit.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, man.
I mean,
man.
You get Fred Warner back, I don't even care if he's 100%.
Because he sure showed you he could play on one ankle last year, Steiny. He did that for umpteen games.
Yeah. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers, they play the Carolina Panthers on Monday. They're 7-4. And, boy, they win this game.
They're 8-4.
They put Carolina in a big, big bind.
Yeah.
And then you wait to see what happens with Chicago, for example. And
which is still going to have, forget Carolina, playoff implications, you know. But the Bears have got all the way up to fourth.
I mean,
and you got this week of stand, you know, what's going to happen in regard to what those Detroits and the Bears and Carolina and the Niners will duke it out.
I mean, the Niners control their own destiny.
Yeah.
Because they're in the playoffs right now and their schedule is doable and they're already sitting pretty.
You taking the Niners over the Packers? These are all the teams ahead of them. I'm just curious. Over the Green Bay right now, would you take the Niners?
Well, I mean,
I would.
You're probably asking who the better team is. And I'm more interested in could they win a game
Yes,
they can beat the Packers.
How about Seattle?
See, here's the thing. I think they can beat any team. I just don't think they can beat three good teams in a row.
Yeah, Tampa, but
I think the first
Rams and Philly.
I mean, if they got to go to L.A. in the playoffs.
Which it looked like it would be if it ended today.
It's going to be really hard. But I give them a chance down in L.A., but then who do they play after that? And then who would they play after that? Yeah. I think that's where I don't know. If you go into the off, if you go into the postseason and you're saying Fred Warner's coming back, I gotta believe that's a big psychological.
And you're a half
boost.
Game up on Detroit, Stoney. They're still there. They're behind the Niners.
Yeah,
7-4, 6-4.
888-957-9570 is the number. Also on the other side, I'm going to get into some of this sound from Jake Delhomme, former quarterback of the Carolina Panthers, played in the Super Bowl, and he was on with the morning show, and he talked a lot about Brock Purdy and the injury and what 49ers can...
He actually had turf toes done.
Yeah, that's why we'll get into that on the other side. But I was saying this to Evan, so... You know, I've been kind of dark the last couple of days, but I assume Brock Purdy has gotten through the week feeling good.
Oh, my gosh. We hadn't even heard him. Remember, this was the day. Oh, Brock's good. No, he's not good. All that seems evaporated. Now he's ready to go.
Just got to look at his numbers and stuff.
He's ready to go. Part two, Steiny. This would be a second game back of Brock.
Oh, yeah. See, I look at it as...
Under the lights.
I look at it as part three. But, yeah, I'm not...
Now, why three?
Because he started once, sat, started again, sat, and now he's starting.
He was hard,
so
though,
it's,
yeah.
Let me tell you something. Brock Purdy, he needs to practice. Kyle Shanahan will tell you how important practice is. And how that's where you get better.
You and Squirt.
That's where you get Squirt. I love Squirt.
I bet you do.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number.
Phrasing.
See, like, what we're
happened?
Too old.
What did I miss?
Not sophomore humor.
Yeah.
Just, I
missed it.
If they're taking apps and Venus, Mars, Steiny, I'm out of here, man. I'm on the first thing smoking. I'm tired of y'all, man.
What? I don't even know what you said. Like, it didn't register. But Evan seems to get a kick out of it.
I'll tell you during the break.
No, okay. I want to tell him now.
All right, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Hey, coming up on Monday, the Niners take on the Carolina Panthers, and you know where we'll be, Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. It's right down the street from the stadium. Willard and Dibbs get you ready for the game starting at 2 o'clock. Come on by for great food and great drinks. That is Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale on Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.